Hello, everyone. I'm Somi, and you're listening to Apes vs. Let's Get a Little Trashy. That's right. Today, we take on apes vs. litter. Have you ever witnessed someone littering? Have you ever littered yourself? After you listen to this podcast, hopefully you will never dare to litter again. First off, why do people litter? Let's dive into the psychology behind the dirty practice. According to a study by Fiona Campbell at the University of Portland in 2007, males litter more than females and young children litter more than adults. This same study found that some people litter because they do not feel responsible for the location where they are littering. Some litter because they believe they are not responsible for their own trash and someone is going to pick up after them, while others litter because they simply can't locate a trash can nearby. But every problem has a solution, so everyone's reasoning behind littering is just an excuse. I could tell you, do not litter, littering is bad, 1,000 times, but that is not sufficient to give you all as listeners a reason to stop. In order to understand what we need to do to prevent littering going forward, we need to understand important history. So, let's jump right into the history of this. Before the 19th century in Britain, there was no set way on how to regulate waste. Britain's citizens would throw their trash in the middle of the streets, or they would burn it in open fires. However, in 1297, a law was passed that required house owners to keep their walkway outside of their home clear. But the British did not obey the law that was passed, and the consequences they faced were worse than what they had ever expected. From 1346 to 1351, Britain and other parts of Europe suffered from the Black Death pandemic, which was a disease that was transmitted through the fleas of black rats that fed on the waste that was all around the city. According to Fiona Campbell, in the 14th century, men were hired to rake the trash that was left on the streets of London as a means to recover from the Black Death. Sadly, 75 million to 200 million people died from this infectious disease, and it all could have been prevented if people stopped littering. We all know that the Black Death resulted in many lives being lost, but in addition to the countless lives lost, there were unnecessary monetary costs as well that could have been prevented if people cared about the environment they live in more often. The money spent on recovering from the pandemic could have been used for educational purposes, it could have been used to develop infrastructure, and it could have been donated to families that were suffering from starvation. But because people did not see fit to pick up trash after themselves, significant amounts of money had to be spent on cleaning up the mess that many families made. According to Gregory Clark, a professor from the University of California, Davis, in the early 14th century, the Black Death caused an economic recession that lasted until the 16th century. According to Steve Spacek from Texas State University, the problem didn't stop in the past, and in present-day America, it cost the government over $11.5 million every year just to clean up litter. In addition to the monetary cost of littering and how it can affect your personal health, it can also affect the health of marine life, which matters just as much. According to Richard Thompson, who is a marine biologist, everyday marine habitats are destroyed with debris that goes from the sea surfaces to the depths of the ocean. Something that seems as simple as fishing gear that is abandoned eventually drags along the ocean floor in currents while ripping up organisms that live in the ocean, such as coral. According to a study by Saad Al-Jafali at King Abdulaziz University, in 2008, people from all walks of life, including tourists, fishermen, and tradespeople, contribute to littering that occurs in coastal Amman on the Musandam Peninsula. However, the fishing gear left behind over a five-year period had large consequences for nearby coral reefs. 87 abandoned gill nets were located on coral reefs, and it resulted in structural damage to the coral, sometimes resulting in coral death. Litter also negatively affects biodiversity, and it increases the transport of inorganic and organic contaminants in marine life. In addition, according to marine biologist Richard Thompson, when people's litter is washed from the ground where someone threw it, into a river, and eventually to the middle of the ocean, the plastic is unable to break down like other organic waste. Instead, it photodegrades into smaller pieces called microplastics, which fish mistake for food and consume. Sadly, this introduces plastics to our food chain. The same fish you're eating for dinner has consumed the microplastics which come from people littering. Whether you realize it or not, your actions always have a consequence, even if you don't get caught in the moment. Sadly, marine life, humans, and the overall world we live in is affected every time people decide to litter. Littering on a beach alters the habitat that marine life lives in. When there is excessive debris that piles up faster than it is cleaned up, habitat structure is altered. According to Richard Thompson, different species of fish, seabirds, and turtles have ingested plastic debris. To give an example, when a sea turtle is roaming around in its natural habitat and it comes across a plastic bag that seems extremely similar to a jellyfish, it is most likely going to consume the plastic bag because it appears as something that they are used to eating. On the other hand, seals consume their regular prey of fish, not understanding that the fish consume microplastics. So now the seal has indirectly consumed plastic. This all starts when a human goes to the beach and doesn't pick up the plastic bag they dropped on the ground, or fishing gear is abandoned. Humans are directly affecting themselves by littering because it can interfere with so many things. Who wants to go underwater diving and get tangled in a net? Who wants to go to a beach and have their view be plastic bottles, soda cans, and candy wrappers instead of admiring nature's beauty? Who wants to live in a country where tourism will decrease because people don't want to spend their money on a vacation only to end up in a place where all you see is litter? If you answered, "not me," to any of the questions I asked, then it is time for you and me to do a little more for a greater impact. We have talked about some reasons why people see fit to litter. We discussed the monetary cost of littering and how littering affects marine life, but I have yet to discuss the most important part of this all. What can we do to stop littering? According to Fiona Campbell, one of the reasons people choose to litter is because they cannot locate a trash can nearby, as we discussed earlier. The solution to this is simple. We can inform people of alternatives such as carrying a waste pouch with them wherever they go. And this could be where they carry their trash for the time being. But let's be realistic. Everyone isn't going to purchase a waste pouch and carry it around with them when there is a simpler alternative, such as tossing their gum wrapper on the floor. We need more campaigns that advertise the importance of refraining from littering. More people need to understand that littering is illegal, and if caught, there are consequences. According to Steve Spacek from Texas State University, if caught littering in America, you will have to pay a fine that is $250 for a first-time offense, and it can be as high as $1,000 for recurring offenses. The overall solution to this is to set high standards. So it starts with you. Yes, you. Maintain a clean community wherever you live. tell you the truth, I learned so much about the history of littering, why people choose to litter, how littering affects marine life, and how we can get people to stop littering, simply by doing research and trying to educate myself on the topic. I don't know everything, and I still have a lot to learn, just like everyone else, but one thing is for sure, I genuinely find it terrifying to litter after understanding how dropping one water bottle can affect a multitude of different things. I hope you now understand the impact of littering, and I have persuaded you to inform other people about the importance of refraining from littering. I'm not sure if you were paying attention when I said, I would not mind repeating, do not litter, littering is bad, 1,000 times. But I know if I did this, you would probably get tired of my voice and never listen to another podcast I create. So here are a few more voices in addition to mine requesting that you stop littering. Do not litter. Littering is bad.
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 Don't litter. Littering is bad.
Don't litter. Littering is bad.
I would like to thank Fiona Campbell, marine biologist Richard Thompson, Saad Al-Jafali, and Professor Gregory Clark for the research they conducted that helped me create my podcast. I would also like to thank my environmental science teacher, Ms. Howington, for all her help. Thank you for listening. And one last time, do not litter. Littering is bad.